The last 3 years in Europol, since 2015, have been an extraordinary time for us in terms of the security challenges we face. Over 350 people have been killed in multiple attacks over that time, and the scale and nature of the attacks have been truly shocking and of a type that we haven't really seen before in Europe. Your listeners will remember, of course, not just the terrible attack in Brussels, but a few months before that on the streets of Paris and in the Bataclan Theatre. A network, a team of terrorists specifically trained for that purpose in Syria and Iraq, coming back through the back door in Europe to carry out indiscriminate attacks on civilians. And it shocked Europe at the time. And it showed us that we were facing a different kind of terrorist threat, and one that has changed in the last 3 years in a different way. We've stopped the outflow of foreign terrorist fighters going to Syria and Iraq. We've controlled much more how some of them are coming back. But in the last 2 years especially, instead, that's been supplanted by homegrown terrorists, people who haven't gone anywhere, who stayed at home, who are European nationals by their citizenship, but have been radicalized by the same kind of messaging to carry out these random attacks that have also killed dozens and dozens of people. So it's a really serious threat, JJ, in Europe that we're facing. And we're not out of the woods by any measure just yet.
How do you control the threat then? What's Europol's program for doing that?
Well, on the back of these terrible attacks and at the start of 2016, we opened at Europol the European Counterterrorism Centre, the first time that the continent had this. And it was a centre point, has been, for trying to control in a better way across Europe the flows of terrorist financing, the flows of illegal firearms going from the criminal market into terrorist hands, monitoring the crime-terrorism connections, which were interesting to us as well, monitoring social media platforms that, of course, as we know, ISIL have been very quick to manipulate as a propaganda instrument, as a recruitment instrument as well. In all those areas, we've done some real work. But the most important area for us, increasing the intelligence sharing across partner countries in Europe. That was the big thing that was called out, I think, as the area that needed to be fixed at the time. Kind of a lessons that we were learning in Europe, similar to what you went through 9/11 here in the US, about how we need to fix those black holes of intelligence sharing. And in those 2 years, since the days of those Brussels attacks to now, enormous increase in the amount of information sharing through Europol. We had, I think, some 6,000 intelligence entries in the Europol database in 2015. Today's 500,000. It's really gone through the roof. So we've done something about filling that black hole. And you know, JJ, when you have that intelligence, when you have a much better intelligence view of the situation, you can control it in a much better way.
Rob Wainwright, Executive Director of Europol. You can hear even more coming up on Target USA. Coming up on the Target USA podcast, episode 113. JJ Green, WTOP News.